We've talked NBL. Let's focus on the WNBL. It also tips off this week. Exciting season. Of course, we've always had good representation from our Victorian teams. We've been up there contending, winning titles, been around the mark. The Dandenong Jayco Rangers, well, they will be challenging again. They've had a change of coach from Mark Wright in the off-season to Larissa Anderson, who to basketball fans needs no introduction. Of course, championship winner. She's been captain, played at two clubs. We've got a great rivalry across town, Bulleen, now Melbourne, and, of course, the Rangers. And she's been plying her coaching trade for a number of years and comes off winning just a stack of titles. Too many to remember. Extra trophy room with the Dandenong Seabull team. The girls have been very successful the last few years. Now she steps up to be the head coach of the WNBL team. Great to see you again.
Thanks for having me. Great to be here.
Well, good of you to come on a day like this, because your kids would be saying, "Mum, we want you to take us down the beach." And that's life as a coach, though. There's a bit of sacrifice, isn't there, when you're taking a role like that and you've got to combine family as well, and there's a bit of travelling in this league.
Absolutely. Just another hat that we need to wear. But, yeah, I'm sure they'll forgive me. I've left them with their nan, who they have a lot of fun with.
Are you ready to go? I mean, obviously, basketball off-seasons are always quick. I mean, the girls obviously finish a WNBL season. Some will go off and play Seabull and other competitions. Then they reassemble again. You don't get a lot of time, I suppose, to put it all together. But there is that basketball chemistry. You know, girls know how to play the game. It's just trying to get everyone in sync. Do you feel prepared? Do you think everything's sort of tracking how you'd like?
Look, I think I would answer that question like every other WNBL coach would answer that right now, that the preseason has come and gone very, very quickly. So we're as ready as we can be. We have no choice. We've all got to deal with it. The Seabull season didn't finish for us until the 12th of September. So it's come along. We had to kind of juggle that a little bit. But I think the fact that we've got a few of those girls and the chemistry in the team is really strong. So I think we're just, as I said, it is what it is. We've known the whole time that our season starts on the 10th of October, and we've done the best we can. So we'll give it a shake.
Do you feel prepared as a coach? Have you noticed anything stepping from being Seabull coach to WNBL coach? What's the difference?
Well, straight away, there is a difference in just that little difference in everything. I feel very prepared already in the fact that I've coached pretty much the whole year through. So I think most coaches would agree when you sit out a few months, it takes you a few weeks to get back into it. So I feel like I'm trying to hopefully just use that that roll on from Seabull, hopefully, just in that it's just literally we got the Seabull finished on that Saturday, the 12th of September, and on Monday night we're right back into WNBL and had to say goodbye to Seabull. So I feel like I'm as ready as I can be, and the roll in, I think the girls, we try to give a little break here and there, but yeah, I think we just needed to mentally prepare that there wasn't going to be a break, and we just had to keep rolling.
So how many members of your Seabull team who you've won, what are you up to?
Four.
I knew I was always running out of figures. So how many of the Seabull team are going to come across, or who are sort of part of both?
Yeah, we've got a really good balance. To be honest, I would have loved to bring all my Seabull girls through. They all had such a phenomenal season, and they're all such good girls, and that chemistry we had there is what I'm trying to bring through into the WNBL team. So we've got a good handful of girls there, about six of them when you're talking part of the squad. So possibly, I think there's actually part of the squad, there'd be six or seven. So it's a really good chunk of them. And then I believe we've got a fantastic like Steph Cumming, Sarah Blickavs, Annalise Pickrell, the import from last year. They're all wonderful. And we've brought in Alex Bunton, Lauren Scherf still there.
Yep.
So we've got a really good core group and just a group of great, very exciting girls coming through.
Now, I suppose last season we were caught up in the whole Penny Taylor comeback after not playing in Australia for about 15-odd years.
Yeah.
Came through the junior ranks at Dandenong and came home for personal reasons as well. Obviously had a great impact and played some great minutes. What was sort of the storyline to Penny in maybe trying to get her back this season? How did that sort of unfold? And obviously with the change of coach as well.
Yeah, look, I spoke to Penny and she is very keen always to come and play in the Australian League, especially given it's an Olympic year. But for her last year, the timing worked really well for her, and given that what was going on with her father and with just to spend that time with family. And at the end of the day, she doesn't have a lot of time left in her playing career. She's had a bad run with injuries of late. So for her, the timing was that she's taken this WNBA season off. She needed that break probably mentally as just as much as physically. And now she's onward to play the season overseas. I think she needs to. And for us, It just gives an opportunity for other girls to come in now. And as you've seen with some of the phenomenal signings in all the with some of the teams, we've got some fantastic. I think the league's going to be really strong. We've got some fantastic players in every single team, and I think it's going to be quite balanced.
You're on the road against Canberra first up. So that is, when is that? Next Friday night?
Saturday night. Saturday the 10th in Canberra.
Yeah, which is always tough. I mean, they haven't been absolutely at the peak in the last couple of years. I mean, Kerry Greff's been there at Attorney. We know, you know, what a quality coach she is. And they didn't have, obviously, Lauren Jackson. They were banking on having her last season. She got injured. I'm not sure what her status is right at the moment. But they're always a tough team to play out there. I mean, they're a club that's been up there and won so many titles. They've got sort of a little bit of aura about them. Carrie leading the charge, and she's been full-time there for a number of years. What are you expecting from the Caps first up?
Well, it's a little bit unsure at this point because, like, I think with Kath McLeod, a late withdrawal, also Anne Waters, a late withdrawal. I think I felt a bit sorry for Carrie. Like, it was, she had her team together and then had to really start rebuilding, and your one man and your five man are fairly important. Mm. So that was two big losses for her, and but she's picked up two very worthy replacements. And for us, we obviously know that Montgomery won't be there for the start of the season, but Abby Bishop, who's just been announced, I believe, I'm not sure. I know that she's got a little bit of a lingering hamstring injury, so okay. I'm not sure whether she'll be on limited minutes next week. I'm sure we'll find out at some point. So they are without a doubt going to just get better and better. And the status that we're all hearing on Lauren Jackson is that she's coming along really nicely. She's bouncing between Melbourne and Canberra and doing everything she possibly can, and recently had a little bit more surgery on her knee. So I don't believe she'll be ready this week, but I've been told that there's every chance she'll be back. So for them
and
the league, it's exciting.
Let her come back in round
two. I have no problems with her not coming back this week, that is for sure.
Yeah, great for the competition. I remember when we were doing, you know, WNBL radio and Lauren came back and you'd cover one of her games, and then after the game she'd sit there courtside and the autograph queue
for hours
was going. Yep. You know, where Dandenong's stadium is, up Stud Road to the Monash.
Mm. She's always been, look, her and Penny, I think I put them both in, obviously both have come through the ranks together, and just both of them are just the ultimate flag flyers for the league. They're both phenomenal people.
Yeah, we should plug the first home game for the Rangers, because if you haven't been to the WNBL, I say this every year, it is this is a time of the year when, you know, footy's done. We love getting out and just sampling all the summer sports that are on. I mean, this is good quality. 2 hours courtside entertainment where you can almost, you know, touch the players up close and see the sweat glistening, and you can the bumps and the facial expressions. You feel like you're out there with the girls. First home game?
So Friday week, the 16th of October at 7:30 against the new look Southeast Queensland.
Yes, Shane Heal.
Yes. So that'll be, obviously we're only focused on game one, but yeah, they are looking very, very exciting. And again, a couple of big names yet to come in. So we're not sure. We're waiting to see whether Erin Phillips and Beck Allen will be back for round two. I'd be more than happy again for them to take their time with that as well.
Well, so Erin Phillips,
some great names.
She is one of the toughest competitors we've seen, and, you know, done some great stuff over in the WNBA, of course. So memberships are available, obviously, for the Rangers. I mean, the great setup at Dandenong with the corporate boxes. You can go that way if you like, or just sit out amongst the crowd. I imagine memberships are on sale at the moment.
Absolutely. So they can obviously go online at dandenongbasketball.com.au, or do the good old-fashioned way and ring the stadium or our Facebook page. It's all available, and we'd love to have all the members sign up this year.
You don't really have to just live in Dandenong. I mean, you can live anywhere around Melbourne. It's not that far. Freeways get you there pretty quickly.
Oh, in minutes. It's very close by, absolutely. I think for our team this year, it is a fairly new look. We're going to be very young, but I think we're quick, we're athletic. I think so far in our four practice matches, we've looked very exciting and we're progressing quite nicely. And I think I'm very confident that everyone would really enjoy the brand of basketball.
The voice of Larissa Anderson in the studio. We're previewing the WNBL season. She'll be coaching the Dandenong Jayco Rangers first up. Speaking of Jayco, he's been a great supporter, hasn't he, Jerry Ryan? I mean, he's gone on to, you know, take over the Tour de France now. He's doing all sorts of great things. You know, went out to a great event at his Jayco head office there a few years ago, and he called himself the helicopter of Jayco these days. He just hovers over the top. The Suns sort of run the show, and he's off doing all the things he loves doing. But what he's put back into, you know, community sport, and in particular the Rangers, for nearly 15 years is quite phenomenal.
He's been our naming rights since 2000 now, and for that we are so eternally grateful as not just as a WNBL team, but our whole club. And he's actually been a part of the Dandenong Rangers for 20 years when he first came on as a player sponsor. So it is absolutely phenomenal support and one that we could just never do without. We're very grateful.
So what's sort of the relationship? Do the girls get a chance to go out there and just talk to him, or does he come and have a chat to the team? What sort of role does he play?
Well, obviously he's a very busy man. We know that he's very supportive of a lot of different sports. So he travels around, but he's told us. We actually had a great lunch with him, and the girls all did a tour of the Jayco factory just on Wednesday last week, which they all really loved.
I did that, like, phenomenal.
It's amazing.
65 caravans a day. They pump out of there.
The place looks brand new. They just keep the most amazing care of the place. So we all went down there and were shown through the grounds, and it was really, and then enjoyed a great lunch with Jerry and staff. So he's, I think he has said that he'll be a lot more available this year, and we're expecting him he always comes to games. He's always very supportive, but he has said that he'll be at a few more this year, which we're all really excited to hear.
Just the bigger picture of the WNBL. We talked with Liam before about the restructure of the NBL, Larry Kestelman coming in, a lot of changes. Now, we know that over the off-season, Basketball Australia put in a general manager of the WNBL, also to look after, I think, you know, juniors and wheelies and a few other components, but someone a little bit more dedicated to just focus on the WNBL, and that's Paul Maley, who needs no introduction, basketball name in this country. Have you met Paul, or have you seen what has sort of been maybe the benefits of BA going down that structure that you maybe have noticed in the last 3 or 4 months?
Obviously, I know the mailman very well, and we're all hoping he continues to deliver. I know that's his nickname, and he stands by that in this new role. So, look, I've spoken to Paul quite a few times. He has a daughter, Anna Lee, who's up at the AIS at the moment. So there's an invested interest for him as well in female sport to see it continue to prosper and grow, I believe. So I haven't had a lot to do with him one-on-one in terms of what they're doing, but I have spoken to him and Anthony a couple of times. And what they're looking at, obviously, we would have hoped to have had broadcast or a TV deal by now and things like that, but they're definitely onto it. I think the live streaming at least is on its way. I believe there's some free-to-air TV interest, which would be very, very exciting.
There should be if you're out there listening.
Absolutely, I believe there should be, especially being an Olympic year with nearly all our best athletes back. So they're looking at lots of really exciting things. They've got some extra staff, new media people on board. So for me, I think things are still in place and falling into line, but it is coming along really nicely, I believe.
Absolutely. And just a last one for you. Having played at two teams who are in Melbourne, who have had great rivalries, when I think of the WNBL, I just think of some great games between Bulleen, now Melbourne, versus Dandenong, and you've spent a lot of time at both. How does that sort of sit for you? Do you feel more a Dandenong person across your whole basketball journey? Obviously you had a significant part of Bulleen. You were there,
absolutely,
you know, captain and part of a great team for over a decade. Where does the heart sort of and the head? I mean, you're obviously a Dandenong person now and you're coaching and all that, but obviously I imagine you still have a soft spot for Bulleen, Melbourne?
Of course. For the Bulleen Boomers, they were a huge part of my career for over 10 years, as you said, but Dandenong's where it all started. So I have my own little story with both clubs. I think the Boomers now being purple makes it a little less, it's a little bit different.
Yeah.
But when, like, for instance, we played a practice match against the Boomers the other night, and I still walk in and there's still a lot of familiar faces there, and instantly it's nostalgic and you just feel like it is, like, you just know it's still a part of you. And a couple of people that came to watch it actually said, I'm sorry, but my daughter's wearing a Boomer singlet. And I was like, I could never bag that. They've been such a big part of my career, but obviously I'd prefer to see everyone in the green and gold right now. But both clubs mean an enormous amount, and I think above all of that, it's that we've got two really strong clubs that have lasted for a long, long time with an enormous history. And I really hope everyone gets behind all their teams.
Yeah, and Bendigo up the road. I mean, Victorian basketball is pretty strong. It's in good hands and a lot of good talent coming through, which makes for good on-court rivalries in the WNBL. Good luck. First time as a WNBL head coach. You've got that full crop of hair. There's no grey.
Yes, there is.
I can't see it. Good luck. I know you'll go well because you're passionate. You know the game inside out, and I know the girls play for you. So Good luck. It all starts against the Caps on the road next weekend.
Thanks, BP. I hope to see everyone there Friday week.
Indeed. First home game. Get courtside just off the Monash Stud Road. Go to the right Dandenong Basketball Stadium. You cannot miss it. And get all the details at the Dandenong Rangers website.